Who usually interviews the cast and some of the crew, and Maddie Miller's here. We have Noah and Jake, and what you let Jake Slater and Noah?
Baron Blatt.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So look for those folks tonight as you go to opening night. At least we hope a lot of people are. How's ticket sales?
Ticket sales are good, but you know, obviously we've got lots of room, so come, okay. Yeah, for sure. If you want to come see Dial In for Murder, you should get your ticket soon.
Yeah, and now the success of Newsies had to be...
Newsies was a smash.
Really, Newsies was a surprise.
It was actually kind of disappointing because we had so many people on a waiting list that couldn't get tickets that second weekend because they waited to get tickets. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was upwards of 30, almost 40 people that had their name on the list and were waiting for a phone call for our cancellation. Mm-hmm. We just couldn't get them in because the showboat only has a certain amount of seats.
But
Newsies was a hit. We loved it. It was so fun to work on, and the audiences loved it,
too. Well, it's obvious, you know, when you go in and watch, when we went in and watched the show, and the enthusiasm, the drive, it was a very good show, very entertaining.
Yeah, and this year's professional company is really extraordinary. I mean, it's a great show, it's a super fun show, but they took it even to a whole nother level with the talent that we have on stage
this
year.
That's for sure. You really have to credit the cast.
Yeah.
Jake was part of that. You had a real good role. Did very well. Enjoyed that. So.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Well, hey, let's start with you.
Sure.
We always try to get a little biography on the folks that come on in, so why don't you let me know where you came from, and you're going to school now, I assume. Mm-hmm. So, give us a little background.
So I am from Rochester, New York, like upstate New York area, and currently I am heading into my junior year at Baldwin-Wallace University in Berea, Ohio, which is right outside of Cleveland.
Okay.
And I'm majoring in musical theater, so this is what I'm wanting to do with my life.
Were you active in theater in high school?
I was very active in theater. I've been doing show. My very first show was in the sixth grade. I played Rooster and Annie, and it was just I was a big hit in that show, I guess. And so I fell in love with theater and, you know, been doing it ever since.
Well, great. Yeah, it's always nice to get that feedback from the audience that, you know, you're doing a good job, but you've got their attention.
Yeah.
And Noah, how about you? Where's your beginnings start at and your interest in theater?
I'm originally from San Antonio, Texas, and I'm also going into my junior year at Baldwin-Wallace, majoring in musical theater, so we're in the same class.
Okay.
And I actually didn't get into theater until high school, because I went to a really small elementary middle school. We didn't really have much of a theater program, so didn't try it until I got into high school, but I auditioned for a musical and a play my freshman year, and I got cast as Audrey in Little Shop of Horrors. That was my first musical role, I just fell in love with it.
And what was maybe the play or musical that really drove you to want to be in theater more than just enjoying that Rooster role?
That's a good question. My freshman year I played Audrey, and then my sophomore year I played Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz.
That'll do it.
I just really enjoyed doing theater. Something my sophomore year really kind of sparked that, you know, maybe this is really what I want to do. And so I moved to an arts high school my junior year. And those last 2 years of high school, one of my favorite roles was Hope in Anything Goes. And that was like one of those roles. I also played the Baker's Wife in Into the Woods. And those two roles, those two musical roles were really just two of those roles that I felt like I could do for a really long time and just be so happy doing those for forever. And
Cool. I made a little blunder there. Jake was the rooster, right?
I was the rooster,
yes. Well, I might ask you the same question. What play, musical that really made you, other than some of the shows you were in, that really made you want to
For me, it was kind of the same thing. It was two shows back to back that I did my freshman year of high school. I played Dennis in All Shook Up, he was the nerdy character in All Shook Up's like an Elvis jukebox mm-hmm. musical, and I just had so much fun doing that. And then I played Moritz in a musical called Spring Awakening, and I just that was the first time it was a very like. I just fell in love with the music. It was a rock show, and you know, those were the two shows that I was like, okay. Yeah.
Great. Let's see. Let's maybe get a little interest built up here for tonight's show, for the show that'll be here for the next couple of weeks. Matt, you want to maybe start?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, Dial In for Murder. You know, the film was directed by Hitchcock. It starred Grace Kelly. The American Film Institute ranks it in the top 50 scary movies of all time. And it was a play before it was the Hitchcock film. And so it's even better on stage. It's a great fit for our theater too. The intimacy of the show, but really lends itself to that suspenseful, sit on the edge of your seat, whodunit. You know, this show is cut from the same cloth as like Agatha Christie. It's like the you know, who did it? There's who's got what key, and you know, try to unlock the mystery along with the story of the show. It's directed by our old buddy Jay Berkow, who is a longtime artistic director here at the Showboat, and you know, still beloved in the community and well deserved so, because he's just such a super guy and such a great member of the family. We had him come back last year to play Harold Hill in The Music Man, and then he just played Pulitzer in Newsies, and now he's directing, which is, you know, really his new, or not his new love, but his love is being in the director's seat, and he's just done a great job with the show. I've seen several rehearsals of it. It's captivating. It's mesmerizing. I think our audiences are just going to love it. And like I said, it's a great fit for the Showboat Theater, and we've never done it before. It's the first time we've ever presented this show at the Showboat.
Yeah, it's nice to throw in an old comedy or like you've got going here tonight.
Yeah, the thriller, yeah. Mystery. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, those are a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And it does, yeah, really draw you in. Mm-hmm. So, folks, if you're listening, you got tickets available yet for tonight?
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely. But visit the box office or visit the website, you know, clintonshowboat.org, and there are seats available. You can even choose your seats online if you go to the website.
Okay.
So.
Now, for you two, I know you can't reveal too much about the show other than probably what we've already said, but Noah, what's your character all about?
So I play Margot Wendis, and she is the wife of Tony, who's another lead, and she also has had a relationship in the past with Max, who is Jake's character.
Okay.
She's, you know, the play takes place in the 50s, it's in London, so she's very posh, she's just a young, wealthy socialite. It's really fun.
Okay. And Jake, how about you?
So, as Noah said, I'm playing Max Halliday, who is a murder mystery television writer from America. And at the beginning of the show, Max has come over from America to London to visit Margot a year after their first meeting, or when they were together. And yeah, so that's how the show starts.
One of the fun things that the show does is, because Max is a murder mystery writer, he's kind of trying to solve what's going on as it's happening in a very wonderfully theatrical way. So it's kind of, he really is in the voice. He's a voice of the audience in the stage as he's trying to unlock the secrets of what's happening.
We're trying to figure it out.
So is he.
So is
Max. And he's an expert at it, because, as he says in the first scene, he killed 52 people in television shows this year.
Exactly.
So he knows how to do it.
Yeah.
Let's see. I mentioned that I was down at the Showboat, got my ticket, and I've driven by a few times and go, what are all these cars doing here? Mm. Well, you've got your... It's not children's theater, but...
Our summer camp. Today is the last day of rehearsals for our... Wait, what day is it today? Thursday? So there's one more day. Sorry, we've been in tech land building a show. So we've got two more days of the children's camp, which culminates... this year, we're doing it a little differently. Culminates in the first of our Theater for Young Audience shows, which is a brand new stage adaptation of 101 Dalmatians Kids, which is a musical, performs on the Showboat stage all day Saturday during the day. There are three performances Saturday and one on Sunday. So kids that didn't participate in the camp can actually come and see it. It's only $8 to come and see a full musical, and it'll be performed by a local children's kids that have been working with our professional company and the assistant artistic director on putting the show together.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, who does kind of direct that? Or
yeah, Lara Tankoff is the assistant artistic director. She oversees the camp and directs the show as well as facilitates the camp. She's awesome. She's actually the director of the final show of this season, the comedy, The 39 Steps. As of right now, her sole focus is the intern company, which is also presenting a show here in a couple weeks, Madagascar, which is also a theater for young audience show. But right now, it's all about camp and the 60 kids that we have participating in the Showboat Camp.
Get them all on stage.
Yeah, we've got
once, probably.
We've got two sessions of it, so it's basically two casts of 30, which is why we have four performances. Each group does two performances of 101 Dalmatians kids, she's aided by the intern company as well as six or seven members of our professional acting company who have been working with the kids for the last 2 weeks on singing, dancing, acting, you know, theater games, all those kinds of things.
Yeah. So that's stuff that you guys get involved in, or other cast members?
Other ones have. Basically, you know, there are Dial In for Murder has six actors in it, but we have a professional company of about 12 or 13 this year. So the actors that aren't acting in rehearsals right now for Dial In for Murder have been the ones that have been working with the kids in summer camp. But they appeared in Newsies, and they'll also be in Footloose. And that's one of the things I love about our camps, are that even the second weekend of Newsies was the end of the first week of camp, and there were a lot of kids that came to Newsies and would sit in the audience, and I heard them from the back of the theater, "Hey, that's my teacher," you know, and so they get to work with the actors that are part of the professional company, which is really kind of awesome.
Yeah, it really is. And let's see, I know you've got fundraisers coming up this year that you want to let folks know?
We just had, you know, the Opening Follies is the big kickoff fundraiser, mm-hmm. but, you know, July is our major push. We do what's called Christmas in July, and all throughout July there will be a Christmas tree in the lobby of the theater that is decorated not with Christmas ornaments, but little tags, little slips of paper of all of the things that the Showboat needs in order to continue producing, you know, professional theater here in Clinton, Iowa. It's a major fundraiser for us, and we get a lot of support. In addition to, you know, when you look through the program, the hundreds of sponsors that we have that make our professional season possible. So July is really when that kicks off. That's why we call it Christmas in July. Such a clever name. It'd be really weird if we were doing Christmas in July and June. but yeah, that's a big thing. And then of course we've got the rest of the summer season, which is, you know, we start rehearsals for Footloose tomorrow. Footloose is, you know, the preseason buzz on Footloose was so much that we've already added a third week of performances. So that's 3 weeks in July we'll be doing Footloose, and it's directed by a guy named Jacob Brent, who is new to the Showboat family, but was the longest running magical Mr. Mistopheles in the Broadway production of Cats. He's the only American to play that role both on Broadway and in the West End, and we're so excited. He's doing he's directing and choreographing the show. He just arrived yesterday, and we gave him a tour of the boat. And he's a super guy, and he's incredibly talented. So he's a great and welcome addition to the Showboat family.
Great. Yeah, I know a lot of people are, out of all these shows, I got to see Footloose. You two have parts in that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they both have big parts. Yeah, she's the leading lady.
I'm playing Ariel in Footloose.
Okay, great.
And I'll be playing Cowboy Bob and Lyle.
We're all going to be looking forward to
that. I mean, the cool thing about Footloose that I like to remind people is it's not just the story that people know from the movie, you know, the 80s movie about the kid that goes into a small town that doesn't allow dancing, and then he brings dancing back. But one of the neat things that the musical does is it takes the songs that were made popular from that movie, like Footloose, Let's Hear It for the Boy, Almost Paradise, Holding Out for a Hero. I mean, like, it's hit after hit after hit, and it puts them into the action of the musical. So you're going to hear all those songs that you already know and you love, that you hear on the radio all the time still, because they were such standards, iconic songs from the 80s. You know, I keep telling people, Footloose does for the 80s what Grease did for the early 60s. You know, it's like it really is a postcard from that generation and a love letter to them in response. I mean, I think people are really going to love Footloose. But we have Dial In for Murder first, right. And it's scary.
Give me a goosebump.
Yeah, absolutely, it should.
Goosies,
yeah.
How's things going in Clinton for you, you actors?
Oh, I'm loving my time in Clinton so far. I already said I'm from upstate New York, mm-hmm. So it's a very different landscape. Lots of cornfields, lots of you know empty space, and yeah, it's beautiful. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm having an awesome time here. I mean, everyone in the community has just been so welcoming, and it's such a charming little town. We're really all having an awesome time.
Oh, good, yeah. It's good to hear that. There's a promotion going on now here in around town to kind of boost the image of Clinton, and we really do have a lot to offer here, and we are so lucky to have the theater here down on the river. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, I do the reviews, and a couple of people said, "Are you blowing smoke, or is it really that good?" And I say, you know, I thought so. I enjoyed the show, and here's what I think you might enjoy. And I tried to wrap it up in about 2.5 minutes. And so the community theater is so important, and we're lucky. We've got you up in the timber there.
Timberlake, yeah.
And our lots buddies. Of theater in the Quad Cities, but as far as just our locals here. We're very lucky to have you guys, and very lucky to have you.
And it's such a fun night. I mean, you know, the thing about the showboat, I mean, beyond it being a boat, you know, it's like the best view in town. And Candlelight, our next-door neighbor, is serving wine and beer in the lobby before the show and at intermission for all of the evening performances. So you can come 15 minutes early and get a glass of wine and sit on the back deck and enjoy that beautiful view. We've got nice Twinkie lights around the deck, and then enjoy a professional, you know, professional theater right here in our own backyard. I mean, it's something. You're right. It's something that makes Clinton very, very special. And so we're proud to be a part of it.
And I think I like the fact that you do use local talent.
Yeah.
You know, it does bring more people in, especially if there's a kid in the show, and all their relatives have got to come and see that. And by the way, I really like the two kids that were in Newsies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. The little Ralphie kid was good.
He does look like Ralphie.
Looks like Ralphie.
And that was his first play, you know that?
Really?
Yeah, he was that good, and that was the first time he's ever been in a show before. Yeah.
Is it Bruni?
Yeah, Joseph Bruni. Yeah.
He's been in several shows.
He has.
He is always very, very good.
Yeah, he's been in at least one show each of the three seasons I've been artistic director here.
Yeah. Well, let's see, anything else we need to cover? Or?
I mean, the tickets are on sale. You won't want to miss Dial In for Murder. It, you know, it doesn't necessarily have the same flashy sound as Footloose, but I think it's going to be one that people really, really enjoy. It really does keep you on the edge of your seat. Jay and this cast have done an incredible job with it. And then again, starting in a couple weeks, we're going to have the Theater for Young Audience Saturday performances at 11, which are only $5, starting with Madagascar, which is a brand new stage adaptation. And then after that, it's the Cat in the Hat. And it's just, I mean, it's a hooray for Hollywood season at the Clinton Area Showboat. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Looking forward to tonight.
Oh,
Jake
yeah.
and Noah and Maddie, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And, we appreciate you guys coming in every opening night. And it's always great to find out a little bit about who's in town this summer.
Yeah.
Really appreciate it, and break a leg.
Thank you.
See you
at
the show.
You bet.
All right.